In today's gospel, Jesus is not introducing his disciples to an entirely new idea by using the metaphor of the vine and the branches. As faithful Jews, they would have been very familiar with the Israelites being portrayed in the Old Testament as God's vineyard. God blessed the Jewish people and those connected with them and used them to accomplish his purpose in the world. Our Heavenly Father is the divine gardener who cared for the vineyard of Israel, planting the vines, providing water and fertilizing the soil, hoeing the weeds, and trimming off branches that did not bear fruit. He tends to the vineyard out of love for his people. In today's gospel, Jesus is revealing to his disciples that he is the true eternal vine of the new covenant, and we are its branches. The vine is the source of life for the branches, and the branches must be connected to the vine to live and bear fruit. We, the branches, cannot exist apart from the vine. The fruit-bearing branches represent faithful Christians, while the barren branches represent people who bear no spiritual fruit. The fruit that we seek is holiness. Jesus tells us two things we must do to be fruitful and pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We must remain in close contact with Jesus and allow ourselves to be lovingly pruned by God the Father. Firstly, we must stay intimately connected to Christ and his church, like branches to a vine. Each one of us has been grafted onto the vine of Christ by God the Father the day we were baptized. We draw all that we need for salvation from the vine. God's grace gives us the power and energy to live the life of Christ. We draw this grace from Jesus when we pray, when we gather at Mass to celebrate the Eucharist, every time we receive the sacraments, when we read the Bible or pray the rosary. Jesus tells us that without the vine, we can do nothing to accomplish our own salvation. We must stay fixed to Jesus and his church. There are many distractions in our world, inviting us to make our home away from Christ and his church. If we do this, our branch will not bear fruit. We will wither and we will die. Many who call themselves Christians fail to depend on Christ. Instead of being attached to the true vine, they remain tied to the things of this world, a bank account, political idealism, an occupation. Some have tried to make vines out of popularity, fame, personal skills, possessions, relationships, and fleshly desires. There are many attractive voices in this world telling us to eat the apple from the tree so that we might live life to the fullest. This is a lie. After eating the apple, we will discover that we are even more unhappy and still hungry. It is only when we make our home in Jesus that we will find true fulfillment, true holiness. The second way to be a fruitful disciple is to be pruned by God the Father. First century Jews would have been very familiar with the role of the vine dresser. After a vine is planted, the vine dresser lovingly cares for his beloved plant. Part of this care requires pruning to make the vine healthier and more fruitful. In fact, up to 90% of the vine can be pruned each year. This is done so that we can produce new fruit. And we need to know that only last year's growth produces grapes. This pruning is done in two steps. First, he removes all the branches that do not have fruit on them. These branches take away sap from the branches that are producing fruit. If nutrients are allowed to be wasted, the vine will produce less fruit. Secondly, the divine caretaker constantly trims new growth from the fruit-bearing branches so that all the nutrients from the vine can be used to produce more fruit and not go into unproductive new growth. Both of these duties are described in today's gospel. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. It is only natural that we might be scared of the prospect of being pruned, literally having some aspect of our lives taken away. Spiritual pruning often takes the form of suffering. It may be physical suffering like pain, illness, financial insecurities, or old age. It may be hidden interior suffering like the death of a loved one, or a grief in a relationship, or watching as a family member abandons their Catholic faith. Whenever God permits these kinds of sufferings, the ones that we don't seem to have any control over, we have to let our faith remind us that they are under his control. He is the all-knowing and all-loving vine dresser. He knows how much pruning we can handle. He also knows how to best use our sufferings to unite us more deeply with Christ, who suffered on the cross to redeem the world. In times of painful and difficult spiritual pruning, God is begging us to trust him more and more, to pray in the depths of our heart that beautiful prayer that he himself taught us through Saint Faustina of the Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Accepting the cross, not rebelling when God tries to prune us, is one of the secrets of all the saints. The challenge of this gospel is to believe that the spiritual pruning of our lives is not arbitrary. It is not a form of punishment. Rather, it is a sign that God is active in our lives, preparing us for something new, something so much better than we could ever imagine. Knowing the Father's love and his concern should change the way that we look at our trials and tribulations. He does not allow us to experience problems and struggles for no purpose. The trials he permits are designed to strengthen and develop our faith so that we can bear more fruit and grow in holiness, leading us closer and closer to heaven. How grateful we should be that our loving Father has seen fit to make us branches of his vine. As human beings, we have free will. We are responsible for keeping ourselves united to the vine. And if we don't, Jesus makes it perfectly clear that we will not bear fruit. We run the risk of withering and dying. Let us pray that we all might continue to stay grafted to the true vine, Jesus Christ, so that his life might be ours and our life will be his. Let us also pray that we might trust God the Father to prune away all that keeps us from full communion with his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us all renew our faith as we pray.